I'm Mitch Wertlieb with this VPR News. The town of Springfield has been considering an anti-loitering ordinance to help keep drugs and criminal activity off the streets. Those efforts have led to a broader discussion of the town's problems, as VPR's Susan Keese reports.
Sitting in the Jenny Wren Cafe on Springfield's main downtown street, Kimberly Bombria says she's seen a lot of drugs and gang activity. She traces much of the problem to tenants of the building that also houses the cafe.
On Main Street alone, right here, at this building, you'd see 10 or 12 of them, and you'd see them going out and handing off the drugs right to the cars.
On the table in front of her are a half dozen handwritten petitions calling for an ordinance she says would get troublemakers off the street. Bombria says she's had no trouble getting signatures. She says she's talked to parents who no longer let their kids go to the library or walk around town.
Or even at the children's park because they're finding needles on the ground.
Town officials have discussed the petition at several meetings. Springfield Select Board member Stephanie Thompson is on the board's ordinance committee. She says the committee had already been considering an anti-loitering ordinance.
And the concern was, all of the stuff, you can't really legally do it. You know, you don't want to violate anybody's First Amendment rights or any other rights.
Doug Johnston, the town's police chief, sees that as a problem, too. What about people standing outside talking after a select board meeting, he wants to know?
They would be in violation if that's what happened. You just can't do it specifically for a certain group. You got to enforce it for everybody.
Johnston favors a multi-pronged approach. He says a well-enforced zoning ordinance can pressure property owners to keep their properties up. It can help the town acquire and demolish derelict buildings if the owners refuse to cooperate. Stephanie Thompson says the Springfield Select Board has been trying to do that, but the process is expensive and slow. Thompson thinks stepped-up foot patrols by police in recent months have had a positive effect. Chief Johnston agrees, but he blames heroin and the demand for it for this spike in crime over the past few years. Johnston says dealers can get a lot more money for a bag of heroin in Springfield than they can in urban areas. He says the activity is gang-related and very organized. If you arrest one dealer, he says, another will quickly take his place.
The idea is to break up the infrastructure.
The town has been working with Vermont's multi-agency drug task force. Johnston says their collaborative efforts have sent 9 people to jail in the past year, including 3 from a drug-related shooting in June. A drug sweep in 2013 led to 33 arrests, he adds. But he says those investigations take time.
It's not like stopping somebody for drunk driving where you get instant results. It takes a while to get the results, but when you do get the results, they're long-lasting, usually.
But some people think the town has been too patient. In a recent letter to the community, retired Judge Paul Hudson, a Springfield resident, called on the town to confront the surge in crime. Hudson has invited Rutland Police Chief James Baker to a public meeting this evening to talk about Rutland's multi-layered approach to similar problems. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.